Welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty.
As the prosecuting attorney for Ingham County, Stuart Dunnings III was the guy who sent people to jail, sent people to prison. Today, the disgraced former prosecutor stood before a judge in Genesee County Circuit Court after pleading guilty to a felony charge of misconduct in office and a misdemeanor charge of engaging in the services of a prostitute. He had been facing 15 prostitution-related charges, including a 20-year felony spread over three counties. Dunnings was sentenced to 3 years probation, with the first year to be served in county jail. With us now is Aaron Roberts, executive director of EVE, which stands for End Violent Encounters. It's a Lansing nonprofit that provides shelter and supportive services to victims of domestic and sexual violence. Aaron, what was your initial reaction to this news that Stuart Dunnings gets 3 years probation and the first year is served in a county jail?
I think there are two takeaways from the sentencing. And one is that the system has held a perpetrator accountable. It has assigned a sentence and held him accountable for the actions to which the court agreed he had been guilty of. The second takeaway is that sexual predators continue to receive shorter sentences than the gravity of their crimes.
When I think of when you and I talked back in March, when these charges initially were filed, would you have foreseen that he would wind up spending 1 year in a county jail?
That's a difficult question to answer because I wasn't sure. I was so surprised at the situation and the gravity of it that I hadn't considered what the end result sentencing would look like. We know that when we look at the sexual assault registry, the individuals on there and the crimes that are listed are often a result of a plea agreement or a process of them working out that deal. It's much less than the actual crime that was committed or they're accused of.
As we were saying at the top of this interview, there had been more serious charges initially, but they were dropped in a plea deal. Attorney General Bill Schuette's office said they made the deal so victims didn't have to testify. And that most serious charge was pandering, where he was accused of using his position of power to coerce a woman to be paid for sex. What are your thoughts about that charge being dropped?
I think it's very typical in this kind of prosecution in that the more weighty charges, especially when we have somebody with the kind of stature that this case was reflecting, that those are dropped through the plea agreements. Sometimes victims would choose not to want to testify, and some choose to take that moment as an empowerment moment. I wasn't involved in the discussions with Mr. Schuette and the victims, and that I hope that the decision to drop the pandering charge was reflective of those victims' perspective.
What comes ahead now? This seems to conclude a pretty dark chapter in the history of the Lansing area's criminal justice system. But what do you want to do going forward, especially with the prosecutor who replaced Stuart Dunnings III?
This opens the door for new opportunities, especially for local prosecutions, in that we have a new prosecutor coming in. That it's been a long time since we've had a fresh set of eyes in that seat. And the local advocacy organizations are excited to enter into a chance to talk with Carol Seaman about sexual assault prosecution and victim support services here in the Ingham County area.
Overall, Aaron, what message do you believe today's sentencing sends to victims of domestic violence and sexual assault and really women in general?
Again, going back to the beginning of the interview, what we talked about, the takeaways, is that there is an opportunity for us to hold perpetrators accountable. There is a system, and when it works, we can hold people accountable for the crimes that they have committed. The other piece is that takeaway that sexual predators continue to receive shorter sentences than the gravity of their crimes. We have a current national dialogue going on regarding star power and people in positions of power being able to use their power to influence women in different ways or touch women in different ways. And so it's just an emphasis that we need to continue this dialogue because there's so much more work to do to make this society aware that the presence of power is the area in which people are the most vulnerable.
Aaron Roberts, Executive Director of End Violent Encounters, EVE. Aaron, it was great to talk with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.